Good evening. It's Redford and Driz. Okay.
Hey, hey.
Driz, I don't know if you know where we are. Where are we?
I can't really see anything. It's so dark in here.
You can't. Okay.
Nope.
You can't really see anything.
Nope.
You,
not
you
a thing.
Not a thing.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. I feel something around me.
Uh-huh.
I feel something like metal. Metal. Yeah, it is metal.
Metal. Metal. Okay. So then, what are you sitting on? I mean, you're sitting on... I'm sitting on bills. Lots and lots of bills.
Yeah, so
I mean,
am I. Not, it doesn't feel like tissue, but it feels a lot like thick paper.
This must be what it feels like to sit on a gold mine. Oh, wait, shit, we're on a gold mine. And this is what I didn't want to do at all. I mean, this isn't going too well, is it? I mean, it's fucking cold in here. Why couldn't you have just followed my lead?
But I'm telling you, Red Hood, I saw that huge pile of gold sit on top of the vaults. I wanted us to sneak and approach the vault in different directions. That way, would it look like people were looking at us, seeing what we were doing, in a way to avoid being too obvious, you know?
Being too obvious. Obvious keywords, Trudy. Obvious and different directions. And the fact that you're sitting on a pile of crumbs papers, and lucky for him. Well, no, not really lucky for him. Lucky for us. I mean, we could...
Wait. Now I have some of Trump's papers that I can use for my dog to crap on. And for me to stick them in a place where the sun don't shine when I come out the toilet. But either way, I'm getting us out of here. Even if we have to bang our fists on the vaults. See this face right here? A much too handsome.
What face? Black. And a dull... The fact is, it's a dark, small, cramped grill. And on top of all this, When did you ever... Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear something.
What?
I think the FBI! We're going to jail!
Oh, calm the fuck down. It wouldn't be the FBI.
At 10 o'clock, when I was a kid, please, I don't want to go to jail. I'm too young. I'm too handsome. Ah!
You're too young. You're too young. Okay. Breathe. Breathe. Your mom has nothing to do with this. Stop trying to regret anything. We're in a safe, and do you think anyone could hear his ass or yours chomping on a Big Mac bar? Or a Big Mac, for that matter.
Big Mac. That definitely sounds good right about now, especially to calm my nerves. Big Mac. See, Redhead,
more like Big Stoner. Big Stoner. That's right. Biggest Stoner in the world. Oh my god.
Big Stoner. Hey, now I'm drooling on myself. But listen, hey. I got an idea. Let's pretend.
What's your idea?
Let's pretend we're innocent children, and we can say that we're playing inside the vault. Assuming this is what it is, because you can't really see anything inside this darkness. If somebody comes out to help, if they hear us, then we can say that we were playing inside the vault and we got trapped accidentally. I mean, mentally, we are kids. So,
okay, look. I mean, You say we're disabled adults. We are disabled adults, remember?
But would you say that we're orphans and that we belong in foster care? Then them coppers will come out to save us, take us home, drop us off.
Trace.
Yeah.
Trace. Do you understand the words foster care, big buttons, Trump, and being owned by the state?
I think of ownership. Ownership. Family ownership. You know, just like that movie that reminds me of that kid from Home Alone, even though he was in the family, but he was all alone.
He was in Chicago. He was in Chicago. You mean which one? Home Alone 1, 2, or 3? They should have called it Home Safe Alone. Oh, wait, that would have been rhetorical. You know, honestly, Home Safe Alone, starring Joe Pesci and that guy from Wonder Years.
And that kid, Culkin. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Culkin.
Orange hair.
Right.
I liked him, man. That kid was a genius. He knew how to outwit those stupid things.
But honestly, I mean, thinking of this, all right, so as long as we're in the safe, we have no matches, we can start talking about stuff. And you know what kind of stuff I like to talk about. I like to talk about the Orange Earth Fool. You know, the Orange Earth Fool. So, apparently, he is pretty much groping at 6. Because this new book, like, I don't know if we could use it for Kindlewood. Maybe we can. Maybe we can't. But this, that tastes so good right now. This book, right, Fire and Fury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should have been Fire and Furious.
Dirty Laundry book.
Yeah. The more they keep saying no, this doesn't have to do with us. The better off, I kind of say, all right, this guy had 700 hours of audio.
Jeesh, man, 700 hours of audio.
700 hours of audio.
I can't even think of how long that kind of a movie would be. 700 hours of audio.
It's not. 700 hours of audio is not a week's worth.
Maybe a month's worth.
2 months at the latest. I mean, the reality of that is that 700 things of audio and the book that basically says it's like Watergate. No, it is Watergate. It's the modern day Watergate, except, you know, Nixon knew when to go, kind of thing.
I mean, at least he realized what he did was wrong. But
Trump,
he doesn't admit it. He tries to play it off as
like. The fact is that Trump tried to play it off. And the fact is that it really did start with Ailes. Right? It really did start with two people. His candidacy started with two people. Roger Stone! And Ailes. And then added Bannon for good effect. Because Bannon was a sometime mentor of...
Yeah, Steve Bannon. Now those two used to be friends, but now their relationship has been messed up by this book's release.
Well, no. Maybe they designed it to... It kind of occurred to me, you know, designing it. by design they call each other crazy, maybe? Possibly. I don't know.
I mean, to me, this is getting good. This is a popcorn and watching movie event.
It's getting so good. It's sort of like a thriller, a John Locke, like a thriller, you know, where you don't know what's going to happen, you know, and they probably at the decision of everybody else of saying, okay, let's do this. Let us take this and run with this. We have an idiot over to Germany, right?
Oh, Germany. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember Germany before getting locked in the safe, right?
And Oktoberfest. But carry on.
God. Oktoberfest and a beer. Right. No, instead of a beer, it's hate speech. It's hate speech that they're going after. I mean, all the factors of hate speech and the fact that they're suing Zuckerberg for trying to basically... No, it's every social media. They're hitting Twitter and they're hitting Facebook, all for the gain of hate speech. Now, on this podcast, we don't, or in the safe during this podcast, we don't promote hate speech. Because who is there to hate, really? You know?
It is just it's just an excuse for you to do bad things and say bad things that would eventually get you in trouble. It's like cancer.
Look, we say hate speech, we don't say hate speech all the time, but, you know, the fact is that he hasn't stopped. I mean, the Orange Fool hasn't stopped his Twittering. I mean, and the person who tried to turn off his Facebook for 5 minutes, everybody kind of rejoiced, you know? They kind of rejoiced, and then they went, aww. His Facebook.
He's back on Twitter.
Shit. I mean, just yesterday or a few days ago, I heard him bragging that he was a stable genius. Now, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Heart attack.
Stable genius?
You're a genius. You call yourself when you had failed marriages, bankruptcies, your own university went bankrupt due to mismanagement. And the majority of the entire world thinks that you're mentally crazy and you're incompetent, and you call yourself a genius?
So, yeah, let's review. Let's see, how many things? Trump's stakes. I mean, the list goes on. It's endless, right? It's practically endless. And then, on top of that, you're riding a dangerous game in the Wild West while pretty much you're arguing with a nuclear button that goes
straight madman
to China.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. Madman go to China, or madman sink nuke and says, I have a bigger button than you, and then my button's right on my desk. No wonder they didn't want the nuclear launch codes affected in his hands.
I'll just talk about him having a bigger button, whereas he doesn't even have a button. The only button that he probably has is the one to order himself fast food from McDonald's.
Or Sonic, or KFC, or, you know, anywhere. I mean, it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Like, he's saying, we're going to strike. He's going, no. He's going, yes. And then Rex Tiller is saying, why me? Why me?
Why? If I'm not mistaken, then was that called Trump an idiot? A moron?
He's now denying that. Right. He's now denying that. I mean, in the fact that he's now denying everything. He's saying, I didn't call him a moron, but if you're reading the bestseller Fire and Fury, you'll realize he did call Trump a moron. But now he's trying to back it off.
Facts are facts. If it's in the book, then yeah. Of course.
If it's in the book, then it's on tape. And if it's on tape, it's definitely on tape, though, because there's transcriptions everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere a transcriptionist, everywhere a typist. A typist, if we don't know what a transcription is, it's basically a person who takes audio and transcribes it to word. So then it's in print.
Yep. Get your fresh prints. Right there before
fresh.
You, folks. Fresh
exactly.
Prints.
Fresh
no,
print.
It's not.
And
you knew.
I mean, and then he's saying, oh, I should, you know, Melania's, it's wrong, you know, when they didn't even want him to be president in the first place.
And you could tell on the look from Melania's face that she was terrified that she'd even want to be up there.
The poor woman. Right, the poor woman.
What?
The poor woman trying to basically say, oh, here you go, you know, and everybody's going, okay, if... It's the language of a Tiffany box that's empty. Okay? It's the language of their presidency. What hope do we have? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what hope do we have? What is there that we can look forward to with the craziness that's fumigated the White House? And the real question is, why hasn't anyone taken away his phone? Because obviously he's not mentally stable enough to have a phone, but he uses a phone to go on Twitter or any other social media website.
Yeah, and what are these secret golf meetings? You know, the
secret
golf meetings, like, are they trying to go, oh, yes. Oh, do I see that? Do I see anything else? No. I don't see jack shit. You know?
Yep.
And then, the funnier thing is just how much how much shit he's getting into regarding anything as pertaining to the government. You know, it makes no sense.
At all.
Makes no sense. Yet, he's saying, oh, wait, I have, you know, he's calling out everyone and no one at the same time. And then he's blaming everyone else, you know.
Yeah,
he blames everyone.
Blames everyone for his misfortunes, for his problems. But, yeah, he's so quick to take credit for the economy. The Dow reaching new levels every day. Right now, the Dow's at
25. Right.
But watch when the stock market does go. Because it is going to go down at some point. And when the stock market does go down, watch him blame Obama.
He's going to blame Obama for everything.
It's all Obama's fault. It's not my fault. It's all Obama's fault.
Right. It's not my fault. It's all Obama's fault. And it's all Michelle's fault. And they're going to say straight back, well, we didn't do jack shit to you. No. We didn't do jack shit to you. At all. No. We just escaped your presidency. That's all we did.
Mm-hmm. It's all facts. What you do?
It's all facts. It's exactly it.
I didn't remember.
It's all facts. That's unfortunately the point. It's all facts. It's not. That's, if anything we learned in this, I wonder what Pinkhood is. Or
Pink
Blackhood, or Greenhood.
I think Pinkhood had some kind of a dentist appointment.
She goes to get her teeth cleaned, and we're stuck in here.
She's probably laughing at us. And our plan is trying to hijack the gold.
On the other side. And they told us not to play with heavy objects, wires, or things like this.
Heavy objects. You know how we are with heavy objects. We're the kind of guys that like to play around with things. Even though we have no business doing so at times. So that's how we got into this. And that's for Blackhood and Greenhood. I remember Blackhood saying that he wanted to go to a Barney Dinosaur singing competition with his two brothers to see who could sing the most. Cutest nursery rhymes without everywhere.
Wait.
And Hood, well, he's recovered from being attacked. Jason attacked by a group of pit bulls. See, I told him not to throw sticks at the pit bulls near the wide open window, but he just wouldn't listen. He went over there to the window, saw a group of big, giant pit bulls, and all of them just came out of the window and jumped on him. Attacked him.
Wait.
No. Not a pretty sight.
You're kidding me.
Serious. I actually witnessed the whole thing. We went out for pizza?
Wait. No. We went out for pizza. We were with Pinkhood, remember? That was the whole thing that got us into this mess. It was the whole thing before Christmas.
That pizza, man, yo, that pizza.
That pineapple pizza was. Oh my god. Anyway. I mean, Jesus.
Oh my god.
Oh god. I can taste that pizza. I can taste that pizza. I can taste that pizza and smoke. And cheese. And
Ooh.
Cheese and smoke and pizza.
Oh man, you're getting
honestly.
Hungry again.
Honestly. We hope we find you. Or them. Or it. Or us. Please find us.
Don't make me come and eat you now. Even though we're inside this vault. Even though I can't see, I can feel you. My cum looking for you.
Okay. So. I'm gonna go to the other side. I'm gonna go swim towards the other side of the vault. And don't swim after me.
It's not a small space. Did you know that? Not much space in here.
It's not a small space, Chris. It's not a small space. It's a very big space.
No, either way, we're getting out of this vault. Even we have to pound our fists for people to hear us. Let us out.
Honestly. Let us out. Let us out. Please, just let us out. Please, out.
Save us! Before it's too late!